Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's the 16th of May, and I'm feeling a mix of emotions. I'm happy the sun is out. I'm happy it's not snowing, and I'm looking forward to a stinking hot summer. And I'm bummed that my dear friend and radio co-host is going to be absent for a few weeks, maybe a few months. We don't know. One day at a time. Jordana Green joining us now. Hey, Jor, thanks for coming on
today. Hey, guys. I'm so sorry that I stood you up before. I set my alarm and everything, but as you can imagine, I'm just not in the proper headspace for thinking about work today. So thanks for bearing with me.
Don't apologize to me. I know, look, it's an anxious time. You'd be crazy not to be anxious. Although I just want to gently remind you in front of our listeners that you are spending quality time, well, quality time, at the best medical facility on the planet. You got this, Jor. You got this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was supposed to be on with you today and tomorrow, but woke up today and sort of just felt like I could not pull myself together enough to do a show that was worthy of WCCO radio. So I just called my boss and called you guys and decided, you know what? Before I head to Mayo on Wednesday, I need to take some emotional wellness days. My oldest is home from college, so I just needed to spend some time with the kids and Mark before I head down there for a few months. Thank you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I know you're going down Wednesday morning. Can you give sort of the Cliff's Notes high-level version of what you're facing? I mean, you're going to have some intensive chemo. Why do you need more chemo if the cancer is already in remission?
Well, I go down on the 18th. That's when I'll get my central line, which is like my IV into my chest. That'll stay in for a few months, if not more. And then I get admitted either Thursday or Friday. And then I do 3 days of intensive chemotherapy and 3 days of total body radiation. And then on the 26th, God willing, I will get my bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant. Those are interchangeable. They mean the same thing. So why do I need chemotherapy? Because just in case, one of the doctors described it as leukemia are like cockroaches. You know, you spray them, and then if even one escapes, they'll come back in hordes. It's just, you know, yes, technically you may be in remission, but they're, the leukemia isn't even in my blood yet. It's just on a molecular level in the marrow. So it has to do its best to get every, you know, ounce, every little bit, every little drop, every little molecule of leukemia. So while when I first did my 8 rounds the first time, you know, there was a limit on how much chemo they could give me because otherwise they would kill me with the chemo. But he said this time there's no limit because what we're doing is, you know, basically bringing you as close to death as we can without killing you because we're wiping out all of your immunities. And then the radiation is just like an extra measure, you know, an extra measure of after all that chemo, trying to find all those cockroaches, or if God willing, there won't be any left. But if there are, get those again. And once they've taken me down to, 100% depleted, then they rebuild me with the stem cell transplant.
Hey, look,
it's
I know you're
fun.
In good hands.
Yeah, it's not fun. That's why I'm anxious.
Look, any human being, any normally functional human being would be anxious and scared about what lies ahead. I mean, scared of the unknown, fear of the unknown. I get that. What do you want listeners to know right now?
Well, you know, like I told my kids, the alternative, there's, you know, the good news and the bad news about this. The good news is I know what to expect. And the bad news is I know what to expect. You know, the chemo that I did was probably not as intensive recovery as this bone marrow transplant will be. You know, my friend Boyd Hupert is going through this, and he said, you know, the first 3 to 4 weeks were really tough. And after 4 weeks, his nurses told him, you know, now you're turning a corner. So God willing, he will return to full health, and God willing, I will too. But what do I want people to know? You know, I've tried to put a happy face on it. I've been very honest on my Caring Bridge and on my Instagram with everybody. But look, this morning I woke up and I was scared, and I'm scared that, I want to be here to see my kids graduate from high school and college. And I want to be here to see my grandbabies and dance at my kids' weddings. And, you know, there's a real chance that that won't happen. So I just want them to know I'm doing my best to take time with my family now, and hopefully all will be well. And you said it, Paul, I'm at the best place on the planet for medical care. I have incredible support from family and friends and my faith. That's what my bone marrow transplant specialist said. He said the 3 F's get people through: family, friends, and faith. And I'm so grateful that I have all 3 of those things, and I have a great work family too, so I have more. And I want the listeners to know that they've all helped me, that, you know, I haven't responded to all of their letters, but they've helped me get through this once. They're going to help me get through this again. And God willing, I'll be back on the air with you in a few months.
Yes, you will. And you will be recuperating, I hope, a little bit up at the cabin when you're able. I know you have to be in a sterile environment, right, for a couple of months, right?
Yeah, a couple of months. Yes, I'll have to, after transplant on the 26th. I'll have to spend 100 days in Rochester. And that's definitely going to be the hardest, because my kids, I won't get to see my kids. You know, maybe after a month or two, they might be able to visit. But that's going to be hard on them. I don't think they've really, you know, the longest I've ever been away is maybe a month or 6 weeks when I was in the hospital first time. But this is a long time. So they'll be busy with camp. My son is traveling this summer too. So hopefully they can come see me before I go. That'll mean that the recovery is going well. And I hope all of that happens, but I will keep you posted. Okay. It's not like I'm being somewhere. I'm not going to Mars. I will call in and I'll do my best to keep you guys posted. And on my Caring Bridge and on my Instagram at Jordana Verde, I'll be posting almost daily as much as I can.
True confession. I adore you, Jordana, your work ethic. I know you got a tough exterior, but very tender on the inside, and we love you. And, we're going to be praying for you. Even people who don't normally pray, I hope they make an exception and pray for your speedy recovery. And be strong, and good things will happen. You're in very good hands. But thank you for sharing this tough road. And I think many families out there are going through something similar, and they can identify exactly with what you're going through. So thank you for being so brave. We love you, and we will be in touch, all right?
Good. And the listeners should know that after the auto show, Paul dropped off Sweet Martha's cookies at my house for me and the kids. So you've been amazing. You are an amazing partner, and David has been so understanding about everything, and you guys are the best. And, you know, don't worry. I'm not dying, not yet, so I will be in touch.
Hey, those cookies are magic. Whatever they put in those chocolate chips, it's therapeutic.
Sure.
So I hope you guys,
sure.
I hope the kids let you have a few.
A few.
you hang in there. I'm going to stop by tomorrow. Give you one last. I know everybody is stopping by, and you know.
No, I want a hug. Come by.
Everybody wants a little piece of you, but yeah, I'll see you tomorrow before you head down, and hoping for the best, and you're due for a miracle. It's going to happen.
Thank you. All right. I love you guys. Right. Be well. Stay well.
We love you too. Hang in there, Jory. Thank you.
Bye.
So, she's brave. I have too many friends that are going through this right now, and it's just there, but for the grace of God, go any of us, right? It's like artillery shells landing in the neighborhood. One hasn't struck my house, not yet, but it's people who say, you know, live one day at a time, give thanks for every sunrise, every sunset. Nothing is guaranteed. They're right. And Jordana is living proof of that. Life is precious.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.